The brush fire on Kaho'olawe started on Saturday and has burned roughly a quarter of the island. Maui fire personnel are monitoring the situation, but are not fighting it because of unexploded ordnance on the island. They were left behind after the military stopped using the island for target practice. It's not yet known what caused the fire, but it could have been sparked by dry invasive weeds or one of the explosives detonating. Michael Naho'opi'i is the Kaho'olawe Island Reserve Commission's executive director. He says he sees the fire as a mixed blessing.
It's really burning the invasive grass. So one of the things that, from an advantage point for us, now we have a lot of open sight lines. We can find a lot of the old roads that have been overgrown by the grass. And we were kind of looking at it as kind of a mixed blessing. As long as it didn't destroy any of our infrastructure or any of our equipment, we could utilize this fire to replant native seeds.
While Maui fire officials say trade winds seem to have slowed the progress of the fire, Naho'opi'i says they may have caused the fire to jump a road that protected the south side of the island.
We do have video that with the new trade winds blowing, it turned around and it jumped the road, and now it's burning on the south side of the island, which then hit our storage facility. We won't know the full extent, but we do see part of the storage buildings collapse.
Naho'opi'i says the commission's managers will fly to the island later this week to assess the damage caused by the fire, but they won't know the full impact until it's completely extinguished. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.